with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Israel and Hamas have reached an agreement to temporarily halt fighting in Gaza to facilitate the release of the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. The pause is seen as a step toward implementing parts of a broader peace plan backed by President Trump. Heritage Foundation military analyst Brent Sadler believes that staged protests against Israel are more of a distraction than a true reflection of the situation.
Despite what you see in the streets of London, Paris, and Chicago, and New York, for pro-Hamas kind of agitators, the real winds of change are moving in the direction of peace in a more liberal and free societies, and I mean in the democratic sense of that. And I think that's good for Americans, and it's certainly good for the hostage families.
Eric Trump, executive vice president of the Trump Organization, says his father's enemies have tried seemingly everything to stop him.
They wanted to arrest us. They wanted to bankrupt us. They wanted to take us down. They were stripping us off of the ballots of states in this country, using justices to subvert the will of the American people. That was their plan. And when all of that failed, they tried to kill my father and butler. We all watched it on TV. I had my kids on my lap when. And then a month later or 2 months later, they tried to kill him again in Palm Beach, Florida.
President Trump has received a clean bill of health, with doctors confirming that he is in good physical condition.
President Trump is in exceptional health, according to his physician who evaluated him Friday. The president underwent a checkup at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The visit included lab tests, preventive health assessments, a flu shot, and a COVID-19 booster. Navy Captain Sean Barbella, the president's doctor, says the evaluation was part of his ongoing health maintenance plan. The assessment helps prepare the president for upcoming overseas trips to the Middle East and Asia. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists launched new attacks on Christians in Mozambique. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa, with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that has allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. This is SRN News. This past week, the Washington Post editorial board questioned liberals demanding an extension of costly COVID-era Obamacare subsidies as the price for ending the government shutdown. Economist Steve Moore explains that Obamacare simply moved the healthcare system out of the private sector and into the government.
It was just moving the system out of the private sector into the government. So now taxpayers are paying a much, much larger share of the bill. It's not healthcare is less expensive, it's just who's paying for it. And when you're running a $37 trillion debt and a $2 trillion annual deficit, what the Democrats are saying is they want to move more and more and more people into Obamacare, into these subsidized plans. We just can't afford it. We're losing $2 trillion.
The Post editorial board wrote, the real problem is that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was never actually affordable. More details at srnnews.com.